taking a look into last Friday's cattle on feed report. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. USDA's March cattle on feed report shows another year-over-year decrease in cattle inventory in feedlots. USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell starts with placements.
The biggest thing to note was the number of placements during the month of February, 18% lower than a year ago.
Yet McConnell says one thing to keep in mind with that placement tally.
February of 2024, we actually had a relatively high placement number. A lot of that was driven by the fact that we had some pretty strong winter storms in January of 2024.
With placements down 8% from last year, a combination of smaller domestic cattle inventories and fewer cattle imports. Slower marketings due to higher prices translates to slower slaughter pace to start 2025. And now McConnell goes over some of the key numbers in the March cattle on feed report.
In feedlots with greater than 1,000 head, there was 11.58 million head of cattle. That's 2% lower than March 1st of last year. Making up that inventory, during the month of February, there was 1.55 million head of cattle placed into feedlots. That was 18% lower than a year ago. And during the month of February, there was 1.63 head of cattle marketed out of feedlots. That was 9% lower than a year ago. However, if you take into account that this month we had one fewer slaughter day than last month, it was only about 4% lower than the previous year.
And now looking at individual state inventory for cattle on feed in 1,000-plus capacity feedlots. As of March 1st in Nebraska, 2,590,000 head, South Dakota, 235,000 head, Iowa, 670,000 head, and Minnesota had no information available for this report. During February of 2025, Nebraska had 440,000 head placed in feedlots of 1,000-plus capacity. South Dakota had 35,000. And Iowa, 94,000 head placed. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.